ידוע כי המשתמש במידס הגייבו המשתמש בלבוש של מלאך. Someone that uses the character of pride is considered using a cloak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. שנאמר שם מלאך יש לו ויש HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigns and he cloaks himself with gaiva. He elevates himself in a noticeable way. Ki gaiva lo te'ois ki imei lov. Gaiva is only appropriate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loi levosim adam. V'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'yoyv. Ida adei na go'in v'goiva v'hoid v'hoda tilbash. Dress yourself in go'in and go'iva, and with glory you should be dressed up. Kalimar asher ata lavush, ki calls that lavush shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'u levado yam mezgoyah anintzom kulam. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that can be mezgoyah on the entire creation. And even on this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizgaya upon all of the sinners. He puts them down. He breaks down the balagaiva down to the ground. If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishing his authority and pushing them down, the world would be destroyed. The entire world would shake and be faltering from the punishment of gaiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the world that it shouldn't falter and fall. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not override the Baalei Gaiva and be Mizgoyah upon them to crush them down, the world would literally fall down and totally crumble and fall apart if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be Mizgoyah upon the Gaim. Someone whose spirit is coarse. He's very, very overly confident. He's a balgaiva. He's considered a kaifa biker. It's an abomination to Hashem. And what does it mean to be a toyeva? Referring to Avodah Zarah. Don't bring an abomination to your house. So the balgaiva and Avodah Zarah, both with the same reference. Toyeva. It's also considered like the guy who's bal erva. All of these ervas. Balgaiva does not merit the resurrection of the dead. Husha Amru, call me Yesh Gasa Ruach, ain't a foreign dinner. Someone that has Gasa Ruach, his dirt will not be awakened. Shalemar, Kitsu Ranu Shech Neafor, Kalemar, Pekas. Wake up and sing, dwellers of the soil. Kalemar, Mishanasa Offer Bakayov. Who gets to wake up and sing? Those that made themselves into soil. Those that made themselves into soil during their lifetime. They were humble. They're the ones that get to wake up. We find so many references that Gaiva is so severe in the eyes of Chazal. We should distance ourselves from it, that we should not be considered an abomination of Hashem. And we shouldn't have Gaiva leading us to be Kaifer Be'ikr. We love it, Avodah Zarah. All of these milas that we just said apply to somebody who's not a balgaiva. So you don't want to be a tayeva. You don't want to be somebody that's considered like Avodah Zarah. You don't want to be somebody that's equal to Gili Arayis. And you don't want to lose your ability to have tchias amazim. So therefore we should avoid gaiva to the best of our ability. And this midah, the Torah restrains even a kohen gadol from having gaiva. Shlo is gonna be kunasi malosa and sarama. Even though he has a lot to be proud of, he cannot take these milas and be misguided with them. V'yalkenis dave sheyorim es adeshen mi'alam zbeach. Wow, this is why a kohen gadol has the mitzvah of tshumas adeshen. Hetas amaisa hu ba'atzmoi bechvoidei. The greatest kohen. This isn't a job for one of the, you know, shikbuchus. You know, go take care, take out the garbage. The tshumas adeshen was done dafka specifically with the kohen gadol. The fishehu ha'adam amyuchad la'avodas beis hamikdash. He is the one that's mamash singled out of all others to do any avodah that he wants, and he's the top guy. It's tava ba'avodah nikla. He was commanded to do this light avodah, this avodah that's not so respectable. When he does tshumas adeshen and he's busy with these ashes, which is pretty dirty, he would wear the shmoyne begadim, which makes it even a little bit more of a humbling experience. It's like it's one thing to, you know, you know, do some construction work when you're wearing jeans. But to wear your suit and do it, it's even more embarrassing. And this is something to wake us up and to teach us the way of life. To avoid the meat of gaiva and to humble ourselves and to lower ourselves down.